Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Jy luister na Sake Koninkryksbouers, besighede wat meer as net handel dryf.
Welcome back to Diesel 95.9 FM and of course Cape Pulpit on the frequency 7 to 9 AM. And what a privilege having in the studio again two people that I got to know and very, very interesting people. If you haven't heard these interviews about computers and IT, please stay tuned so that you can listen. So first of all, welcome back Bhuti and Wendy. Welcome back in our studios. Thank you so much for making your way here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, let's kick off. We had a very, very interesting talk and few talks the last few weeks. And today, I think it's going to be no different. If we're talking IT and we're talking about you guys being a service to companies, but the question that I want to ask you, the one-man show, yeah. He's got his business going. And, you know, he can't really afford somebody to keep an eye on that. Do you cater for the small business owner as well?
Yes, definitely. I think we started with one-man shows and we still have quite a lot of those clients who are actually one-man show. Mm. So the nice thing about what we set up for you is that once we set it up, it just goes. I mean, you never really need to worry about it. So if you are a one-man show, chances are you might not need the managed IT services retainer, but you will be working. So you will only call us if there's issues that you need help with. Mm. But definitely, yeah, we got one-man shows that have been with us for 10 years, actually, since we started. So, and they're still our clients today.
Wow. Wendy, what happens if I have a problem in the middle of the night?
We do have our support team. Mm. So we also prefer not to be reactionary. So our team is a lot more cautious when it comes to servicing our customers. Mm. So we think ahead. You have access to us and we will anticipate some of the challenges you'll feel. So one of the reasons we always encourage, like, rather you do it right in the beginning so that you don't have to worry about it. Mm. You can sleep, your emails will be safe, you will be protected because we've got systems in place that run these things in our sleep. So yeah, we are able to rest. And also with being able to do things early and do them right the first time around, you get to prevent a lot of losses. Some people have accidentally put coffee on their laptops and everything that they worked on is on that laptop. Now you have to run around looking for a technician. You have to blow dry the laptop, make sure that the liquid is out. And most of the time you can't fix those physical damages to the machine, but your data is safe when you've done it right for the first time. So for us, it's something that really we take pride in, making sure that it's a small price to pay for the convenience in the long run. It might not look like it because when you're starting a business, you're in a different place. Sometimes you're looking to spend on the products that you're going to sell. Mm. So you're like, technology can wait. But with the landscape that we're dealing in now, we're dealing with people online all of the time. Mm. So it's important that your online, your systems are set up very early on in the business. And there are free technology tools that one can deploy as well. So it doesn't mean you have to pay subscriptions for everything. Mm. So depending on the size of business and the business that you do, we study that on our side. So we don't plug in a solution that would work for a corporate, for a small business. Mm. If you can't apply, if you can't use the SAP system, for example, where government uses for their databases, we can customize a smaller solution that you can afford for your size of business. Mm. So technology is not a one size solution all of the time. There are solutions that are unique to small businesses. And with the experience that we've gained, we've been able to pick up what is a waste of money and what is worthwhile for a customer to spend on. Yeah. Mm. So for us, it's important because we are ethical in our conduct. We don't just sell products for the sake of selling them. They have to serve a purpose for the small business owner that is buying this technology. Mm. And it should make life easy, first and foremost. Mm. Not just have a technology to add another step to processes that you don't need when you should be outside selling your business. Yeah. So the experience that we've learned and the advantage of having multiple skills within the team. We're not all thinking in the same direction. So Mr. Mbele is very technical. He's very strict and staunch in his ways of doing things in terms of when it comes to hardware and this, I want it done this way, because that way he has confidence that nothing is going to fail. Mm. From a business perspective, we're able to have these discussions prior to you engaging with us. From a business perspective, it makes sense to go this way because it's cost effective and it's long term as well. Yeah. It'll grow with the business owner, because you don't want the business owner stressed learning new technology when they should be busy developing product and talking to customers. So there's a trade-off with the skills that we have in the team, and the very passionate discussions that we have is like, not everything works for this particular customer. So we're able to debate that and resolve it. By the time you get a quotation from us, you know that we've already thought of the different perspectives, that it shouldn't lock you down. It shouldn't be controlling how you do your work. It should adjust to you and your desires, because at the end of the day, you're the man behind the technology. It's supposed to enhance your life, not dictate to you how you should be working. And then there are some areas where, yes, we listen to what the professionals say and we do as they say, so that we are covered and protected in the ways that they see that we do not see.
This is quite interesting. If I think what you guys are doing, one can actually, you know, be rest assured that you guys are taking care of it. But my question before we say goodbye today, the time has really flown. What about people now thinking? I hear the lady and the gentleman is talking about my data in the cloud and my data. How safe, you know, would my data be with you guys? If there's something on my computer, what about my WhatsApp that's open? What about a private message that I sent to my mother-in-law, for instance? How safe is my data?
Well, no, that's a very good question, Harold. Your data is really safe, because even though your computer is connected to the cloud, it doesn't. It's like, for example, when you talk about, you know, WhatsApp has already got a security layer. So anything that's on that machine does not get to the cloud for WhatsApp. So what we are saving is your work data, meaning your documents, your files, your emails, and all of those things, even though you have other stuff in that computer like WhatsApp or Facebook, that stuff does not get into the cloud because it's already in the cloud, actually. Your WhatsApp is already in the cloud. It's already secured in the cloud. That's why you have to enter all these codes to access your Facebook and all of that. So it's already, so it's in the cloud, but in its own cloud because that's personal. So it's really safe. So what we do, our softwares don't monitor each and everything that you are doing. So it monitors the performance of your laptop. How is it performing? Is it running 100%? Is it, you know, you're running out of space or all of those things, or patches are updated? But it doesn't monitor, oh, now you went to a bank account, now you went into WhatsApp. No, it doesn't do that. So that information is safe, is guarded by the organization which gives you that. So it's guarded by Facebook if it's Facebook, guarded by, well, obviously Facebook for WhatsApp as well. Yeah. I hope that answers.
Okay, so if that's your concern, that they will access your privacy, if you enter your privacy, and people don't have to worry about that, that it's absolutely safe. Wendy, we've at the end, but you are the lucky prize winner because you have a way of communicating that information. Where can we get you guys?
All right. I think last tips before we give out the contact information. I think it's important to know that with passwords and data being safe on your machines, right? Because we've seen things that we shouldn't see. But this is because people go to websites, pornography sites, and all of these things. And that's where most of these vulnerabilities would also come from, gambling sites. So it's important to be aware of your online behavior. What are you doing online that might put you at risk? Because it might look harmless on your end, but it's not really the reality. And then also with your computers, if you happen to set up your computer yourself, make sure that when you set up a password, you have a two-factor authentication, that somebody can't get a password on the desk and try it and it works. Mm. That's not the best way to set it up. So it has to be authenticated in another way where it verifies, is it you trying to log on to your machine? Mm. So all of those things are things that we can do on your behalf. So it's important that you think about that in the long run over and above. Sometimes we just have a computer at home and you've had it forever and you want to start a business. So you don't think security. You're like, I have a laptop, start writing my proposals, start sending things out. But there are risks in that as well, because that computer had been sitting or being used by different individuals. So it's not really safe for business. It's not going to keep your information safe. So it's not really us you need to worry about. It's first our habits, our daily habits that we need to be mindful of. But you can definitely reach us on our website, because we do have a client onboarding form on there. That would be sumbcit-it.co.za. Our contact number is 021-204-7060. And our email address is info@sumbc-it.co.za.
Thank you so much. And if you have missed that, you can go onto our website. All the information is there, and we can make sure that you will get all that information. So thank you so much once again, Bhuti and Wendy. Next week, we continue our chat on this interesting journey of IT.
Thank you very much. We look forward to it.
Thank you, Harold. Bye. Next week, it is.
Jy het geluister na Sake Koninkryksbouers. Besighede wat meer as net handel dryf.
Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.